For a year and a half now, we've been following the songwriter Nico Case as she worked on an album that includes this song.
A chill ran through me, and I grabbed on tight.
The singer-songwriter wrote, rearranged, and added submarine sounds to a song with a haunting question at its heart.
Where did I leave that fire?
Now we know the singer who asked where she left that fire was feeling depressed. She felt like she was moving through life underwater. The album is out, with a title so long that Nico Case predicted she'd be forced to cut it. She was not. It is The Worse Things Get, The Harder I Fight. The harder I fight, the more I love you. And in our final conversation, Nico Case talked of writing songs after a series of deaths in the family. Her grandmother died, and then she lost both of her parents, although she felt as if she had really lost them years ago.
They've never really been my parents. I mean, they are my biological parents, but they never wanted a kid. And so I just wasn't really parented, per se. I don't miss them at all. But, you know, you get to go back and think about why you missed them your whole life, but you never knew that's what you were doing, because when you're a little kid, that's all you know.
There is a song here that I think of as you're talking. It's called Nearly Midnight Honolulu. Was there a real incident that you're...
That was a real incident that I witnessed.
Hey, little kid, that I saw at the bus stop one day. It was nearly midnight in Honolulu.
I was waiting for a shuttle to go to the airplane, and a mother and her little girl, who was around five-ish, I think, and the little girl was kind of singing a little song to herself and just being cute. And the mom was screaming at her, just get the F away from me. Don't you ever shut up?
Why don't you ever shut up?
And I was like, okay, that's too close to home.
They won't believe you when you tell them. They won't believe you when you say, my mother, she did not love me. My mother, she did not love me.
Okay, first, the lyrics are brutal, Nico Case. But at the same time, you decided to do the song a cappella and with harmony. It's beautiful.
Thank you.
Why approach it that way?
Well, I wrote the song. I just sang it into my little phone recorder while I was driving. I tried it briefly with some music, but I thought it just served the song better to go a cappella.
You'll hear yourself complain, but don't you ever shut up, please, kid, have your say, 'cause I still love you, even if I don't see you again.
So many of these songs are about your experiences or reflect on the way that you were feeling or things you were remembering. Where Did I Leave That Fire being one that we've discussed in earlier interviews. And we've wondered all along if you were basically asking if you had kind of lost your creative sense for a little while.
Yeah, definitely. It was always there. It's just being depressed is a lot like you're wearing this weird diving bell suit made out of the Ziploc baggies or something, and you're there with other people and you can see them and hear them and touch them through the baggie or something, but you can't conduct electricity.
I wanted so badly not to be me. I saw my shadow looking lost, checking its pockets for some lost receipt.
I was wondering if, when you felt really depressed, did you have trouble singing?
No, but I couldn't really listen to music, which is really weird. And that's one of the ways that I knew that there was something really wrong with me. I just found lyrics grating. And so I started listening to ragtime, and I found that that was really very comforting. It was like a little bubbling engine. It was like a little teapot, the old style, like my grandma had, like the percolator, which was always like the good coffee smell in the morning, like, all right, we're getting going. Everything's going to be great kind of feeling and smell. So that's kind of how it felt.
Well, you actually put a song on this album called Ragtime. Let's listen to the beginning of that.
Cover the shades and erase the day. This could be any evening in any place. The blizzard blows from left to right, which is funny because the piano's playing Summertime. From 1935's sounds the alarm of Ragtime.
I definitely feel a lot better. Once I stopped fighting it, that's when it really started. It's like a bottleneck kind of broke open and everything started to flow again and my circulation came back.
Oh, now what do you mean you stopped fighting it?
I stopped trying to overanalyze how sad I was, or I stopped trying to say, no, I'm not super depressed. I mean, I'm sure there's a fear in people. They don't want to admit to being depressed because, you know, you're kind of considered broken. And it's silly because it happens to everyone.
So just acknowledging you're hitting bottom here helped you kind of get beyond it.
Yeah, and I don't think it's something people are going to learn anything from. I'm not trying to say it that way. Like, my genius bummer I'm going to lay on you right now is quite momentous. But it's more just like, hey, guys, it sucks to feel crappy, doesn't it? Yeah, it does. Sorry, man. Sorry, man. And then you move on.
Baby, come down. It's been a while now. I got so many things I could tell you if my stubborn mouth doesn't let me down.
The latest album from Nico Case, The Worse Things Get, The Harder I Fight, The Harder I Fight, The More I Love You, is out today. It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne.